Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen.
Jesus be Christus, if she am if no did on be a own of shine. Be a of up and not he paint shine in him shine in tiny in it. Tiro
our teacher David the prophet and the king. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both great and small. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, he will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship God the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek, or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
Glory be to God forever.
قبل العزة بتاع قدس أبونا رجاء محبة اللي يقدم ورقة للهيكل لازم يكتب الهدف منها إيه. هل هي حد مريض؟ هل في مشكلة؟ هل سفر؟ هل تذكار نياح؟ لأن لما تيجي الاسم بس كده ما بنبقاش عارفين يعني إيه الهدف من إحنا نحط الاسم على المذبح. وعلى ابن الطاعة تحل كل بركة.
In the name of the Father, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Al-Masih Hukam. So we are in the third week in the Pentecost, in the 50 days, celebrating the 50 days of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So resurrection of our Lord not only brought the victory over the death, Satan and sin, no, not only this one. It marked the beginning of a new life. You can imagine that, for example, like it's not only because like Jesus Christ, he was resurrected. This is only about the victory over the death or the sin. No, it's give me and you and everyone a new life. So we are celebrating the 50 days to celebrate the new life that God gave it to us. It's not only the new life that I'm living now on the earth, which is I have hope all the time. I'm living the joyful life here according to the resurrection and the eternal life. I know that I have a place in the eternal life. During the 50 days after resurrection, our beloved church, inspired by the Holy Spirit, reveal to the members who is Christ. So during the 7 weeks, so it's not, for example, we are reading part from the gospel and they chose it by chance. No, they chose already, they chose the part from the gospel that we are reading every Sunday to reveal who is Christ, who is the resurrected Christ. And let's go through to the 7 weeks. As I said before, it's during the 7 weeks we have to meditate and we have to know every week who is Christ. So the first week, it was Christ, our faith. By the way, we're going to read it everything, all the gospel. If you focus a little bit, you're going to find that all the gospel read it from St. John, the gospel of St. John, the 7 weeks. So St. John, the fourth gospel, the theological, we can say, gospel, try to reveal to us who is Christ after resurrection, how to live with Christ. So first one, Christ, our faith. The second week, which was last week, Christ, the bread of the life. The third week today, Christ, the water of the life. The next week, Christ, the light of the world. Fifth, Christ, the way to the life. The sixth week, Christ, the conqueror of the world. And finally, Christ announcing the Comforter. 7 weeks, we are meditating with our church to know who is Christ. And he said, I am who I am. So if you want to know me, you have to go through the 7 weeks and meditate with me, who am I? The first one, it was Christ our feet, the first week. Because I know that Abuna Shnuda has started the second week to explain to us the hymns, which is really important to know the hymns, and he connect the hymns and theology. It means how to understand and how to live the hymns. So that's why today I'm giving something different, and for next week Abuna gonna continue with you the hymns series. So the first week, it was our faith, Christ our faith. Jesus said to him, which is Thomas, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. St. Paul stressed clearly in 1 Corinthians in 15:14, he said, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. So we have to start and we have to know who is Christ by faith. I believe in him. I believe he is present. I believe that he is giving me a new life. I believe that he is giving me the joyful life, even through the stress, through any trouble that I have in my life, but I know that he's giving me the joyful life. I believe that he is giving me an eternal life. And he wrote my name in a specific place in the heaven. That's why he said to Thomas, you have to believe, not touch only my body. That's why I don't like the people that who, for example, they are waiting miracles to believe in Christ and they are running after the miracles only. We have one miracle on the altar, that we have his body and his blood. We have the miracle of resurrection. Here we have the miracle of that God giving me an eternal life. That's why in John 20, he said, put your hand in the place of the nails and be a believer. Jesus Christ, he was looking to Thomas and he said, I know that you're very weak, but I wanted to believe without touching me. That's why he said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. And the second week is Christ our bread, the bread of the life. In the Old Testament, the Israelite people left Egypt and God sent them the manna every single day in the morning, having to feed them daily. It's like he said, I'm going to feed you. You will not live without taking the manna that it came from the heaven. They didn't do anything. They didn't bake or do anything for to prepare the manna. No, it's gift from God, from heaven, to give them the life. Let's go to read from St. John. I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Without the bread, without his blood, there is no life. He is alive. That's why every day, all the churches have already liturgy. It's something continuously. It's like the antibiotic. I have to take it every day, anti-sin. So I have to take it to live the daily bread. That's why he continued, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The bread of the life, obtaining eternal life, abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, grows and maintenance our spiritual life. And today it was the Christ, the water of the life. The church, reading the Samaritan woman in the fourth Sunday in the Holy Greet, the Holy Lent, for repentance, and also we read the third Sunday in the 50 days in the Pentecost, which is focusing on the living water, which is related to the new life we received after the resurrection. And we also reading the Samaritan woman gospel in the third prayer of prostration, and the water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So three times only the church reads the Gospel of Samaritan woman. Three times only. The water of life is the new life. Christ is the water of life. He gives me the new life. Back to the Old Testament again. The Israel people, they agreed to leave Egypt. And Egypt at the time, it's symbol of the life before the resurrection. And Moses took the people and he said, we have to go to the promised land, as God said. And the promised land in our heaven is a heaven in Jerusalem. And to go and to pass from the life before resurrection in the sinful life to the heavenly Jerusalem, I have to cross the sea. I have to cross the water. And they crossed the Red Sea. In 1 Corinthians, St. Paul, he said in chapter 10, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. So they passed before through the sea. And I passed too through the sea. I went inside the water. I took away the Holy Spirit in the water, in the baptism. That's why he gave me the new life through the water. Let's read what St. Paul, he said in Romans 6. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in unions of life. We were buried with him in the water. He gave me the new life. You can imagine that someone, I saw someone, he was dying, and his sister, she was a doctor, and I saw that in front of me. And he was the last minute, because he fell from, I think, fifth or sixth level, an apartment. And his sister said, I will give you the last kiss of the life. And she kissed him to give him the kiss of the life. And really, he lived again. You can imagine that I saw a man, last breath, and his sister give him a kiss to give him the last breath of full life, and he lived back again. How come Christ, he gave me every single day another new life by giving me the bread, and also he gave me in the beginning the water of the life. His body and his blood and the water of the life, in the baptism he gave me a new life. St. Paul considered that crossing the sea of the baptism, which is an essence of a symbol of the resurrection, and the Christ, the water of the life, he gave me the grace and mercy. Let's read what St. Augustine said about that. You created us to yourself, and our souls will remain restless until we find comfort in you. Trying to satisfy our thirst to worldly desires is just like drinking from salty water. We end up thirstier than before drinking. So St. Augustine tried to explain about our desire of the earthly things. For example, I love more. For example, I'm thinking more about my life, not Christ. I'm giving my priority to the life. I have my position, I have my job, I have the money, I have to change the house, I have to change the car, I have to do this and I have to do that. I am so busy in my life, but I have no time for Christ, so it is not my, he is not my priority. So St. Augustine said, it's like your desire, it's like you are drinking from a salty water, so after a while you are very thirsty. But if I'm in Christ, if I'm drinking the word of God, or I'm drinking his himself, I'm living with him, I'm not thinking, I'm not anxious. Nowadays, the disease of this world, it's the anxiety and depression. This is the disease of this world now. If you go to ask the people, for example, like the doctor, they said, we have tons of people, they have anxiety or depression. Why? Because they are not trusting him. My desire only, I'm only thinking about the world. St. John, he said, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Next week is the light. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. John 12, he said, in John 12, then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me, and he sees him who sent me. I have come at the light in the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Every single day we should pray the first hour from the Agbia. And the gospel of the first hour, from St. John Gospel, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was the life, and his life was the light of the human race. Every single day in the morning, I have to pray the first hour from Agbaya, and I have to read the gospel, and the gospel, it was clear. He is the light of the world. If I live in the sin, in this darkness, and he is enlightened my eye. In Ephesians, he said, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding. And I'm going to stop here for a few seconds. The eyes of understanding. When I'm open my eye, I understand. This is like the camera starting to scan everything. So first of all, I'm gonna see someone. So the eyes, they're gonna send a message to the heart, to the brain, and the brain said, you see now someone. Like the heart said, I don't like him. I'm hating this person. I have to find the eye of understanding to love everyone. That's why I'm asking God to enlighten my eyes to be pure. This is an example, small example. Count with me the eyes, how many times or what the eyes see. And if my eyes is clear and pure, it will my body will be pure. The fifth week, Jesus cried away the truth of the life. I will read from the epistle, the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 4. Go back to your home and read it. And if you want to know how to live with Christ and to know what is the way, the truth, and the life, read it. And I'm going to read it with you, highlighted few words to explain to you how to live with Christ. Easy. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. First, number one, be serious in your life, in your spiritual life. I'm very serious in my job. I'm very serious in anything else. I'm very serious sometimes at home. But I'm not serious that I'm in my life with God. So be serious in your life and watchful in your prayers. First. The second. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. I have to be serious in my spiritual life. And I have to be watchful in my prayer. The second, I have to love each one. I have to love everyone. Third, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. I have to serve. I have to help. I have to the translation of the love is helping people. That's why I have to be hospitable. First, watchful in prayer and be serious. The second, love each one. The third, be hospitable. Fourth, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good steward of the manifold grace of God. Be steward. If I am praying good and I have this relationship with God and I'm serious in my life, if I love everyone, if I'm hospitable with everyone, I'm giving my time to people to serve them, I am good steward. I am here, the salt, as Jesus Christ said. When they are seeing me, they gonna glorify him. When they see me, they gonna glorify him. So I should be a good steward. Beloved, number five. Beloved, do not think it is strange concerning the fiery trial. You are not expecting that if you do all of that, you will live good life and that's it. No, we have trials. If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he carried the cross. We have to carry the cross. We have to go through trials. Number one, because God wanted to shape us to be good. Number two, this is a corruption life. So we have to go through trials sometimes. It's a corruption, corrupted life. And finally, he said, some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent. Even I'm going through trials, troubles, God give me the joyful life. I'm rejoicing with him. 6 points I have to live to find the truth. He is the way, the truth, the life. Sometimes I ask, how I can go? Like, where is the way? How I can live with him his life. He said, it's easy. Go to First Epistle of St. Peter, chapter 4, and read it. 1, watchful in your prayer, be serious in your life. 2, love for one another. 3, be hospitable to one another. 4, as a good steward, be good steward here in this life, because you are that salt of the world. 5, be ready for any trial. And 6, this is, will be rejoiced in this world. And in 1 Corinthians he said, but thanks to be God, and the sixth week, he is the conqueror of the world. But thanks to be God, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You see how many in this picture, in this slide, we have how many recent martyrs. I didn't put, for example, like martyrs from a long time ago. No, recent martyrs. They conquered the world. They conquered the death. That's why First Epistle of Peter, he said, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, through now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold, that God that preaches that perishes, through it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, through now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible at full glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. All the martyrs that we have and we saw the last few years, from we can say the last 10 years, and maybe less than 10 years, we have a lot of martyrs, maybe hundreds and thousands of martyrs today, or they give their souls to God, but they conquer the world. And he said, Christ that conquered the world. I will read it for like a small thing from St. Augustine. In the trials they faced after his glorification, they accepted the Holy Spirit and they did not leave the Lord Christ. St. Augustine, he wrote that about the martyrs. So we try to focus together. They fled from the city to city, but they did not run away from him. A trial overtook them in the world, and they found peace in him. This is how we conquer the world. He conquered the world, and I am in Christ who conquered the world. That's why. And instead of wandering away from him, they rather found their refuge in him. The Holy Spirit worked in them, and thus they realized Christ's words, "Be of the Holy Spirit, be of the good cheer, I have overcome the world." Believers in Christ are joyful and victorious, but in whom? In him, since he conquered the world, because his members overcome the world. For this reason the apostles say, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory," and adds immediately, "through our Lord Jesus Christ." I can't explain more than that about how to conquer the life and the world. And when we met the family of the 21 martyrs, I believed how they conquer the world. It's another part from St. John Chrysostom, because because we had lack of time. And finally, Jesus Christ said to me and to everyone, "I love you more than you could ever know." And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Christos anesti. En so vir so bros hom in kerie alais en kenere is en gen hom is mi.
Of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by windows of angels glorified to saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and good will to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic graces.
According to your good will, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil and telling death. And make us all worthy, our master, to meet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with the holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
More.
the Lord be with you all. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Axion kezikeo.
Let us attend.